Welcome to Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia, for the game between the Houston Astros and the Philadelphia Phillies. Here are the starting lineups. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Al Spangler. Batting second. The second baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting third. The third baseman, Jim Wynn. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Carl Warwick. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Rusty Staub. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Bateman. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Howie Goss. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bob Lillis. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Turk Farrell. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Turk Farrell. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The right fielder, Johnny Callison. Batting third. The left fielder, Wes Covington. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Tony Gonzalez. Batting fifth. The catcher, Clay Dalrymple. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Frank Touré. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Don Hook. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bobby Wine. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Cal McLish. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Cal McLish. And now, play ball. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Runnels batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Runnels hits a fly ball into left field. Covington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Wynn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis misplays the ball. That's an error on Lillis. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. There goes Taylor. The throw from Bateman and he is safe. Taylor steals second. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Callison hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Warwick. Callison reaches second base with a double. Taylor scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Phillies. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Covington strikes out. One out. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Callison moves to third. Two outs. Clay Dalrymple is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Dalrymple hits a fly ball into center field. Goss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Warwick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hook fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Staub strikes out. Two outs. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Bateman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Howie Goss is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Goss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Astros nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Frank Torre is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Torre hits a fly ball into right field. Warwick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hoke strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Wine strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Lillis hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Torre settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Turk Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Farrell hits a fly ball into center field. Gonzalez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Spangler is 0 for 1 in the game. Spangler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Astros nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Cal McLish is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McLish strikes out. 1 out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor bunts towards third. Winfields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Taylor. The throw from Bateman and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Callison is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Callison bunts towards the mound. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. Taylor scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-0, Phillies. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Covington is 0 for 1 in the game. Covington strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Pete Runnels batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Runnels is 0 for 1 in the game. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torre scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wynn for the out. Two outs. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Warwick is 0 for 1 in the game. Warwick hits a pop-up towards first. Torre settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Astros nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Gonzalez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Clay Dalrymple is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Dalrymple is 0 for 1 in the game. Dalrymple hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 0 for 1 in the game. Torre hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Warwick. Torre reaches second base with a double. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hoke is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoke hits a fly ball into center field. Goss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-1 in the game. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torre scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Staub for the out. One out. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bateman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Howie Goss is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Goss is 0-for-1 in the game. Goss hits a fly ball towards right. Callison catches it and throws to first to double up Bateman. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Astros nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Wine is 0-for-1 in the game. Wine strikes out. One out. Cal McLish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLish is 0-for-1 in the game. McLish hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Taylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Lillis is 0-for-1 in the game. Lillis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Turk Farrell batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Farrell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Covington. Farrell reaches second base with a double. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Spangler is 0-for-2 in the game. Spangler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-2 in the game. Runnels hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Farrell moves to third. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Wynn is 0-for-2 in the game. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Astros nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Callison hits a fly ball into left field. Spangler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington is 0-for-2 in the game. Covington hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Wynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-2 in the game. Gonzalez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Don Demeter now playing left field. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick is 0-for-2 in the game. Warwick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-2 in the game. Staub hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Warwick moves to second. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Bateman is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Bateman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Warwick scores. Staub moves to second. It's 2-1, Phillies. Howie Goss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goss is 0 for 2 in the game. Goss bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Staub moves to third. Bateman moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 0 for 2 in the game. Lillis hits a fly ball into left field. Demeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Staub tags and scores. One out. It's Astros, 2, Phillies, 2. Turk Farrell is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Farrell hits a pop-up towards third. Hoke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Spangler is 0 for 3 in the game. Spangler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Phillies 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Clay Dalrymple is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Dalrymple is 0 for 2 in the game. Dalrymple hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Torre hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0 for 2 in the game. Hoke hits a fly ball into center field. Goss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Phillies 2. The Astros will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Runnels hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Wynn is 0 for 3 in the game. Wynn hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-2, Astros. Johnny Klipstein now pitching. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Warwick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Staub hits a fly ball into right field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Bateman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Warwick moves to second. Howie Goss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goss is 0 for 2 in the game. Goss hits a fly ball into right field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Lillis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Klipstein fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Phillies 2. The Phillies will come to bat. John Weakley now playing left field. Cal Emery pinch hits for Bobby Wine. Cal Emery is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Emery hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Wynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Sievers pinch hits for Johnny Klipstein. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sievers strikes out. two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Taylor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Taylor takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Callison is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Callison hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Phillies 2. The Astros will come to bat. Jack Baldschun now pitching. Ruben Amaro now playing shortstop. Turk Farrell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Amaro scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Weakley is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Weakley strikes out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Runnels is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Runnels hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ernie Fazio pinch runs for Pete Runnels. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Wynn hits a pop-up towards third. Hoke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Phillies 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Ernie Fazio now playing second base. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Demeter strikes out. One out. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 3 in the game. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Clay Dalrymple is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Dalrymple is 0 for 3 in the game. Dalrymple hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Torre is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Torre is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Torre hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Wynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Houston Astros, 4, and Philadelphia Phillies, 2. Goodbye from Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia.